I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Hacker Voice Radio. This is the 9th of September, therefore it must be episode 23, I believe. You're listening to myself, Planet Lave, and with me as always are my two good friends who are going to introduce themselves.
Yes, I am Belial.
And I am Scorpion.
Did I put you
Hello.
On the spot there just there? I thought it's got to be a change, man. It's the 23rd episode.
You're having the 23rd. We do something wacky. When we do every 25 episodes, we do it every 23. Why? Yeah. Because it's Friday the night and fuck it, it's our show.
Exactly.
So,
oh, yeah.
You'll see. Just go with your hands up and hold up your hand.
Ah, so.
What's going on, fellas?
What do we
We're
have
getting pissed.
We're getting slightly pissed.
Slightly.
But it is the weekend, so fuck it. That.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And also...
Skype. It's legal.
Well, all right. We have forums.
We have forums. Finally.
Good points.
So everyone who's listening, you want to be
You're
getting
on the fucking forums.
Get on there and say hello, write something up, talk about something that interests you, write a question, we'll answer it.
Hopefully,
yeah.
That's it, hackervoice.co.uk.
Yeah.
The forums are now live, thanks to the ingenious work of Mr. Scobie.
And the website will actually be up in 20 minutes. I'm just joking. Did your ball shrink there for a second?
I just wondered what the fuck you'd done to it.
I've not done anything yet. It's an entire redesign. Cheeky bastards. I'll get it done eventually. Don't worry. It's nearly finished.
Okay.
Seriously?
Whoops.
By the way, there's a new feature tonight, which is live music from Mr. Belial.
Yes. This is the...
Take it away!
And you've got to picture the scene here. Here's me in my chair, with a bottle of Budweiser. A guitar in my hand, on my lap. Smoking a cigarette. There we go.
You need more hands, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, I think I'm getting a brown out.
What's a brown out?
Well, it sounds like a messy toilet accident, I know, but it's when your power kind of... it's when your power dips and then comes back again. The light's going right down and then coming back up. So if I suddenly disappear,
yeah,
it's either
right.
Because Skype sucks balls today,
yeah,
or the power's gone, so...
See bloody government tapes.
Planet.
It's the FBI.
Sucks balls.
Balls.
The FBI are dimming his lights.
Lights.
Oh lights. Oh darling. Oh.
Baby, dim the lights.
Oh, the FBI.
Da-na-na-na.
They're dimming my lights. They're scanning my hard disk. For my porn collection.
Oh, fuck!
You're fucked, then. Yeah.
That'll take him the rest of my natural
life. No, don't take my porn!
You can take our lives, but you'll never take our porn!
Damn right! Fuck!
That actually came out a bit more pirate kind of style than... yeah. Jim lads, you bastard, yarr! I'll kill all ya! And so on.
Yes.
How come all pirates sound like they're Irish?
I don't know, maybe it's Irish pirates.
You ever met a drunk Irishman?
Aye.
They're funny. Because there was a bunch in New York, I was hanging out with the Irish over there, and they're fucking hard to understand to begin with, you know, because the accent's so thick. Good people, great fucking people. But one of them came in pissed as a fart one night when I was in the bar and sat with me. I was trying to talk to him. He was just going, you fucking... So I just went, yeah, you're right, mate, I agree with you. I don't know and what the fuck funny, he was going on about.
See, that happens all the time up here in Glasgow, and you can never, even though you understand the accent, you can never understand what the fuck people are saying, so you just say, aye, that's right, and say, aye, yeah, you're right, you're bad, fucking like, you're right,
come on, have a drink with me!
So, that happens all the time up here, you know.
Because everybody's drunk in Scotland.
Exactly.
There's nothing same else to fucking do.
It's gotta be true, I saw that documentary, Rapsee Nesbitt.
Yeah. She mean a documentary? Surprisingly, that isn't a documentary, but it's the closest thing. And yes, all Scottish people do talk to themselves.
Do they?
Especially when they're drunk.
Do you talk to yourself?
Ah, of course. Best fucking company I've got around here.
Doesn't say much for us.
No, apart from you two.
Okay, thanks.
And before now, you see.
We should have a late night special with Scobie pissed out of his head talking to himself. No. Just for an hour.
Right,
what are you fucking thinking about that?
You looking at me? You're fucking on me, you bastard. Come on in. Hey, I said. 1, 3, 3, 7.
I said to me, right, what? I said, I'm 1, 3, 3, 7, fuck it.
I'm fucking on you.
Oh, you try and root my fucking box, I'll fucking have you, you cunt.
Pissed up lead speech, surely that's going to be the way of the future.
Out of your fucking face. Bastard.
I said ruffle.
You know, I just opened this can when we started this show and I've nearly done it. Fuck. I've got whiskey here as well, so I'll fire into that.
Some bluegrass.
There's actually news. Believe it or not. Where the fuck's Ionix?
I don't know.
America. Sorry, I can't be more
specific. Bring.
Nation's crap now.
I know.
What'd they say? What'd the planet say?
He said America and then bring.
I think he said sorry, can't be more specific.
Yeah. And then he crapped out.
Oh well, I'll just look up his dogs and find it.
Well, I already know actually got news, by the way.
Hola!
You crapped out again.
Yeah, I know. It just all broke up, got loads of... Oh, fuck knows. Skype is being a bitch tonight.
Can't you just go on Google Talk?
If I install it, yeah.
Go on then.
I have to download it, install it, and shit like that, but,
I've already invited you.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Why are you calling me twice?
Who, me?
No, Scobie.
No, we're starting to break up there again.
Okay.
Ah, I see what I was saying. Oh, I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Oh, turn that down. Hello.
I'm gonna put my guitar away.
Okay. I can hear myself really loud, by the way.
What about now?
That's better.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes?
Yes, I can hear you. This is London.
Hey?
This is London calling Moscow. Moscow, can you hear me?
No, I cannot hear you. Ever.
Ever.
It's coming in loud from between your headquarters. The Hacker's Voice actually have some fucking content.
Oh, really? News,
they have.
We actually have one news story, and that's because we're lazy bastards and we don't do anything. This US politician bastard is challenging this other Utah senator with a weird fucking name, Senator Hatch, and what he's saying is he's supporting fuel shedding networks such as CASA, which got shut down in Australia. They're supporting fuel shedding as a means to promote business and keep the internet free.
Cool.
So that, you know, fucking kudos to him, you know. This other bastard, what's his name, Hatch, he can fuck off. You know, he's in with the motion picture assholes of America and all that.
Yeah.
Republican challenger Steve Urquhart is taking a pro-small business and creative commons stance against Hatch, urging that hobbling file-sharing technology through government legislation, that is enforced through the courts, is bad for business. Basically they're saying file-sharing is good, arsehole is bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not reading the full fucking story because I can't even see half of it.
How comes you never answer your phone, Planet? Your mobile.
Have you got my fucking mobile number as well?
Yes.
Did I give you that?
Yes.
Oh, that's why then. Yeah. because the battery's dead, I can't be asked to plug it in.
Okay.
I'm fucking lazy.
Everybody that's actually listening, it's Gene, all two fucking people.
Yeah.
Just in case you're wondering, we actually own Planet Elrond by looking up his docs and phoning him at home.
Yeah. Fucking cunts.
It was like, he picked up the phone and goes, hello? Like, oh, it was fucking suspicious, like nobody actually calls me.
No one does.
Like, hello, is this Planet? Oh shit, you know what we should have done? It's too fucking late now. Gone.
Should I say his real name?
No. Yeah, I should have gone, hello, Mr. Beep. This is the
hello!
This is the FBI!
Yeah, this is the FBI. I think he would have sussed it right then.
I'd have either sussed it or shit my pants. You should have recorded that.
I know.
I tried to get
I'm glad you didn't, but it was funny.
The reason I didn't record it is because my thing was too far away and it was too late.
Yeah, you didn't record it because you're scared I'd give you an ass kick in the next 600.
Well, if you wanted to, you could have done that anyway without me recording. But I know
that was fucking funny though.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to call that guy, that quantum laptop guy.
Alright, hang on a minute, I'm going to get another beer then for him.
Okay.
I'm going to be quiet.
Let's see if it actually picks up.
We're sorry, the number you dialed is invalid. Please check the area code dialed or call directory assistance in the city you wish to reach. 55-3.
Alright, so I guess the number didn't work.
Nah.
Bastard.
The bastard didn't work.
Well, we could always try phoning Kevin Rose and calling him a noob.
Yeah, let's call Kevin Rose.
Did I give you the number? Or is it? I gave somebody the fucking number, I know that.
Send it to me through Google Talk.
Nah, I'll send it over there, hold on. Okay. I need to find it, hang on, I'll put it somewhere.
You still there?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Any luck?
No, it was like, the number you've dialed is incorrect. Check the area code.
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Now I can report him to the registering office and say that his docs are incorrect.
Snitch.
Right, Kevin Rose, where are you, you bastard? I hate him, so do you. Really hate him.
Who's that?
Him that done the broken and the screensavers and all that. The new boss. Where is he? Text.
Sorry.
Got it. You ready for this number?
Yeah.
Right. It's +1.
Oh, wait. Let me just send this text, sorry. Okay, I was just sending a text to Kevin Rose telling him be ready.
according to my source, this is his real number.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. It's +1.
+1, yeah.
415.
415.
453
Okay, if he's not there, we'll just leave a message.
Okay.
Fucking. Here we go. The best thing about Skype is it hides your number. Shit, what time is it over there? It's afternoon, isn't it?
1 PM.
Okay. Mitch is probably at work.
Probably. Got a job.
You've reached 453-6136.
Oh, fuck. Do that again.
That's definitely him, do you hear it?
Yeah. We got his voicemail.
Alright.
But we're going to dial it again because I crapped out on the fucking conference call. So I'm going to call him again and then I'm going to connect to you.
Cool.
And we're going to leave him a nice little voicemail.
That was definitely him, Chief.
Oh, yeah.
Mention the site URL and all that.
Yeah.
Tell him his docs are getting dropped. Big time.
Ah, this is fun.
You've reached 453-6136. Leave a message.
Oh my God.
I'll get back to you.
Hello, Kevin Rose. This is Belial from HackerVoiceRadio.co.uk.
And this is Scooby.
We just thought we'd like to leave you a message so we can do a little interview later on, maybe, whenever you're free. Just give us a call back or visit our website. That is www.hackervoice.co.uk. Thank you for listening to this voicemail.
Yeah!
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We love you!
We love you! Go Rose, yeah!
Noob. Is that off yet?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from him in the near future, yes.
Yes, of course.
He's going to get that to say, who the fuck are these freaks?
He's going to be like, shit, how did they get my number?
Well, put it this way, right? If he doesn't phone us back, we'll just keep phoning him.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Until we get him.
Because, according to this, he's on Vonage.
Yeah.
So, free Vonage to Vonage calls.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's a great thing about that, I know.
Any other numbers to call?
Hang on a minute, I'll find them.
Let's call Planet.
Don't tell him. Shit, we can't be sure.
Don't tell him.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Can you call the White House?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm not calling that place.
Why you not?
Hell no.
See if we can speak to George.
Yeah, hi, this is Sack of Bliss Radio. I've got an interview for 1:30 with George.
You're terrorists.
Yeah,
you're terrorist bastards. Right, their phone number is 202-456.
What's that for the White House?
111. Yeah.
Okay, 202. What is it?
Oh, hang on a second. The switchboard is 202.
202.
456.
456.
1414.
1414. Okay.
And tell him it's an urgent phone call for President Bush.
Okay. Ah, oh, bastards, it failed.
They're probably blocking it, that's why, bastards.
Let's try it again. Pretend we call them. Oh. Don't tell anyone. Oh, it's calling.
The White House?
Good afternoon. There's an urgent call for George Bush, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot... Hello? I did not understand.
Hi, I'm calling from...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good afternoon. This is...
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
I think we have a bad connection, sir. Sometimes I hear you, sometimes I don't.
All right, I'll try again later. Sorry about this. She put down on me, bitch.
Shit, they're coming! Run!
CIA!
Yes?
Yes?
You haven't given us time to hide yet!
Go away!
I was like, this is an urgent phone call for George Bush. Can you put me through, please? He's like, I can't hear you.
I think we have a bad line!
Anything else? Come on, we've done the White House.
Hey, hang on a second, I'll get another one. Stank dog.
That's fucked up.
Oh, we can't be calling Stank dog, man.
Why?
Alright, at least if we're going to call him, don't announce the number.
Give the guy some space, he's unplugged for a while, you know.
Well, let's just say hello to him, innit?
Aye. See, you know, you're the cunt to me that's inspired for the show, you know?
Yeah.
What's his name? Right.
Three pissed up Brits and two pissed up Brits and one pissed up Scot called him in the middle of the afternoon. I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Ooh. I hope it fucking hides my number. Oh shit, incoming call.
FBI.
I called the FBI. Fucking hell.
I have Standard's real name.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
I just want to confirm that it's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Fucking hell, I thought you looked like something else.
No.
Alright, see you soon as I've got the name, that's all I need.
Okay. This is fun.
Because I know where he lives within 200 feet.
Oh, yeah. I've got his address.
You guys are creepy.
Why?
Because you can start looking up people's fucking home addresses and the phone numbers and you get it into Google Maps and shit like that. Fucking...
How did you that... know?
Start of nuclear war.
That's just being a stalker.
No, it's not. It's just having a bit of fun, man.
If you're going to look someone up, look up Gillian Anderson. I want her phone number. Oh, Scully, spank me.
Ooh. I love that episode about when we were talking about FBI. And I was saying, yeah, do you have that blow-up alien in stock?
I have two numbers, right?
Yeah.
Both of them are in the place where you're supposed to stay, and both of them are within 200 feet of the location that I have.
Right.
Right? So we'll call the first one, and we'll see if it's him, right?
Okay.
Right, I'll send you the number, because I don't want to announce it.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. I don't want you to announce it. Cool.
And we'll be able to tell straight away if it is him.
Yeah. Well, what, sorry?
I says we'll be able to tell straight away if it is him.
Of course, because he's got that fucking... Well, we know his voice off by heart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
This party has privacy director and does not accept unidentified calls. At the tone, say your name or the company you represent.
Okay.
When you have finished, please press 1.
Hi, Stank Dog. This is Hacker Voice Radio. Bilal speaking. Just wanted to give you a
now
call.
Now trying to connect. Please hold.
Okay. Oh, he's on AOL.
AOL?
Connecting. Please wait.
Ooh.
Connecting. Please wait.
Yeah, this is AOL.
Connecting. Please wait.
Let me see if he's in limit sense.
Connecting. Please wait.
Come on, Stank Dog. Yeah, he's on MSN, but he's on his mobile.
Record your message. The party you are calling is not available. Please try your call again later.
Okay.
Do you have your cell number?
No.
Try this other number.
Okay.
It was just ringing out, mate. Let me try this other one. It's, a little bit later. I was about to say it there.
Roses are red. Okay. I hope he doesn't own me.
He's gonna kick your fucking ass, man!
Yeah. Hi, there's a guy by the
Who
name
is this,
of...
please?
Hi, I'm trying to get a hold of a guy called Stank.
I can't hear what you said.
Hi, I'm trying to get a hold of a guy called Stank. Does he live in this abode?
I can't hear what you said. I'm very ill, so I can't hear what you said.
Okay, sorry to disturb you, madam. Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not him.
Jeez. You rang up some poor old lady.
Yeah. Oh, that was Stank Dog pretending.
He does a good old lady accent. She must have been about 70.
Yeah.
Hi, can I speak to Stank Dog?
That was...
I'm sorry?
That was his mum. Actually, that was his mum.
I just confirmed that, by the way. That
no.
was Stank Dog's mum.
That was Stank Dog's mum, yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God.
Yep.
There's a lot you can find out about a person by just having their name and the state they live in. I actually have Stank Dog's social security number right here right now.
But I have to say something. You've got to be polite, and I was. So.
Yes.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, give the guy his space.
The first number must have been his...
Yeah, but he's got that AOL protection thing.
He isn't on AOL though, he's on...
No, I know, but I swear, what happens is I used to know a girl and she had that thing on there, and every time I called her from the UK, She was like, "Oh, you can't call me because there's this thing, and then you have to say your name." And then she picks up the phone and it says what you've just said, and then she accepts your call.
Yeah, he probably has that for his VoIP though.
Yeah.
He's on
privacy protection thingy.
Yeah, but that first number I gave you, I mean, both of them have got like the same name, same social security number and all that.
Okay.
Well, Ronnie says he can't hear me very well. How about now? Yoo-hoo!
I think this is the reason Stank does have the privacy protection.
Yeah, because loads of fuckers calling him.
Yeah, stop people fucking
Stank
ringing his mum up.
If you're listening to this episode, we just want to say hi and thank you and all that stuff. Yeah. And just, you know, we're not going to ask you, like, oh, why did you unplug and all that. We're just going to say hi and, you know, thanks. And all that.
Yeah, we just, know, basically, I just wanted to vouch my devotion to every single episode I've listened to, and thank you for bringing me into the scene.
Yeah.
And
We're not crazy.
We just wanted to have a chat, you know.
I'm not on PCP.
God. Another fucking phone is now. But no, we're respectful.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I'm sorry to hear your mum's ill, by the way.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
Get well soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Get well.
Any other numbers?
Seeing as we are on
a special row here.
Should we phone Natus or Black Ratchet or anybody like
that? Yeah.
Do you want to phone Black Ratchet?
Black Ratchet, why not?
Right, let's get him on the show. Hang on, I've got his number written down. By the way, I'm the stalker of Hacker Voice Radio. Right,
you're the creepy one.
Granny, be aware.
Oh no, sorry, I've already got everything on Granny anyway.
He's standing outside your house with a cell phone masturbating right now.
He rushes. And,
you just called it a cell phone, damn.
Oh, fuck, I've been Americanized.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, I've been over there 3 weeks and the adverts are terrible.
Yeah.
You know, you take a show like Seinfeld.
Hmm.
As soon as it starts, you have this little bit right at the start where Seinfeld's on stage and he says, "Hey, isn't it funny about airplane peanuts? You can't get enough of them, but they give you such a small bag. What's with the small bag of airplane peanuts?" And then straight away, ad break. Right, so you're 2 minutes into the show. Some shows over there, they just show the opening credits.
Yeah.
And then ad break. And then you have one in the middle. And you have one right before the end.
Yeah.
So when the show comes back after the third ad break in a half an hour show, they just roll the credits. You say, what the fuck? I sat through the fucking third ad break just to see who was the executive director and who was the lighting engineer. Fuck this. The adverts over there are terrible. That's why they've really beaten it into me that it's a cell phone, not a mobile.
Yeah.
So, God,
the
morning
adverts over there are good though, aren't they?
Sorry?
I says the Vonage adverts over there are funny.
Hmm. I was watching a few of them.
It's got the funny music. It's They're good. That's it.
Down, 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 down.
Something I was disappointed to see was fucking JLM's James Earl Jones pimping Verizon.
Oh.
You know, they bought him out. Everyone over there, they're all on the adverts. You know, you got Snoop Dogg playing golf for,
I don't know,
Chrysler cars or something like that. It's like, Jesus Christ, I couldn't believe it. You know, what a bunch of sellouts.
Wait, I have Black Ratchet's voicemail, but isn't his phone number? I've lost it. But,
Shall we call Strom Carlson?
Strom?
Yeah.
No, why not?
Or shall we call... Who should we call?
Timmy Mallet!
Why not? We're not white pages.
I've got Strom's direct line.
Alright, yeah, I'm a rebuild.
Yeah.
What does Bill Gates...
Bill Gates' number.
I can't get his number. Fuck, I've tried.
Yeah.
Where's the Bill Clinton stay?
I don't know. I'm just gonna give him a call.
Thank you for calling the Strom Carlson PBX. To reach Strom, dial 2. To play the Touchtone game, dial 3. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, dude.
Thank you for calling. Oh. Fuck you.
I just got owned by Strom.
Probably the whole thing with anonymous calls.
Yeah.
Who else? I'll find somebody, don't you worry. I'm sure I had Bill Gates' number somewhere. Seriously, if no, we'll phone fucking Microsoft.
Call Steve Ballmer.
Ballmer, fuck you, got his seed.
And go.
Developers.
No, do you know what it is, right? You'll say, how did you get this number?
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Google, by
Sorry,
the way. We Googled it.
Die! Ouch, I was so gonna shout at them.
Yeah.
That was a wee bit too loud.
Oh well.
Oh, people think I'm killing my family. Fucking Polish drunk knocking down my door. I don't want to die! Alright, Bill Gates, he says, where the fuck is it?
You've reached the Bill Gates PBX. To get in
goodbye.
Touch with yeah, goodbye.
Okay, Bill Gates Stress, 1835 73rd Avenue, Medina, Washington, zip code 98039. Google Maps. Nah, I'm looking for something else for open. And reverse address.
Huh, who could we contact? Fuck. Ionix, maybe?
Bam them up.
Yeah?
You'd have to put another voice on, though.
What's that?
You'd have to put another voice on, though, so they wouldn't know it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, let's try own Ionix.
He's probably listening.
Probably. Fuck. Let's just call him anyway and pretend. Down, down, now, 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 now.
Well, I'll try and get Bill Gates' number. Ask him what the fuck he's playing up.
No, you know what we should really call one day?
Who?
Linus Torvalds. Travolta?
Linus Torvalds.
Torvalds. Or we can call Steve Jobs.
Or we could call Woz.
Yeah, Wozniak.
Why he not? Might actually like it. Woz.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what, I'll get Woz. He's one of them. Yeah, you guys talking about it, that's right. I'm researching.
Call Steve Jobs and ask him why the fuck they're doing a Harry Potter iPod.
Man, I'm so past that holiday.
See, man, I should have caught. I should have cancelled the sound off on that recording and actually said Stank's real name. Because.
Yeah, if it wasn't broadcast.
Yeah.
We're probably best, like, recording it, you know, calling back using an actual phone, just record the phone line.
Yeah.
Using the real name, then we'll just beep it out.
Or
you
just
know, and then play it in another show.
Or just trying to get him, just trying to actually legitimately organise a fucking thing.
Yeah, send the guy an email, see when he's free. Ask him,
probably
you know.
Son, you're
yeah.
from the UK. Email him. Try that.
Yeah.
Right, I keep trying.
Who's next on our hit list?
Mother's boy stay.
Huh?
Mother's boy stay. Is he still staying there?
I think he's a teacher. I don't know. Fuck knows.
Yeah, I think he works in schools and stuff like that.
He used to be a teacher. He was a teacher for 8 years. He didn't.
Didn't he have some new startup company a couple of years back? They were doing something cool, but I can't remember what it was now.
He's a partner in a company, I know that.
Yeah.
He isn't very public, you know, he isn't like the public eye. Do you know who we could phone?
What's that?
Do you know who we could phone? The people that's been checking our site out?
Who?
It's 3600. We could phone Emmanuel Goldstein.
Go on then.
Right, I'll get his number.
Cool.
Because we've got quite a few hits on the site from him.
Yeah. That would be actually quite cool.
Call Angelina Jolie, ask her if she wants to party.
Yeah.
Naked style.
In a bath. Of
cream. Full of baked beans.
Yeah. Aww. Again.
In a bath full of cum.
Bukkake!
Bukkake, Dave! Down, 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 down! Have you.
Hey, this is what we need. Right, we're going to do some social engineering today.
Yeah.
Did he just drop? Right, get him back.
Yeah.
Cool.
What are we going to do? Fuck's sake. Hello.
Did I just wipe out again?
You did, yeah.
Fuck's sake, man.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Dunno.
Right, this is what we're going to do, right? We've got to phone WBAI, which is the phone number that Emmanuel Goldstein broadcasts off the hook from, right?
Yeah.
And we've got to call that. We've got to get Emmanuel Goldstein's number.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, leave a message for him, but preferably get his number so we need a social engineer.
Yeah.
So, Blau, you got to do it.
I've got to do it.
Are you going to do it?
Fuck.
Or do you want me to do it?
Do you
want
to do it?
Yeah.
Cool.
There'll probably be about half a second delay between us, but it should be okay. Right, the number.
You're not going to put his number out on air, are you?
No, 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 no.
Oh, it's good the station, stuff. So I'm not going to put his number out. No.
Alright.
Right, it's plus one.
Yeah.
212.
Yeah.
209.
209.
Yeah. 2800.
20.
2800. Okay. 2800. Might be in the station, I don't know, so we'll ask.
We're sorry, the number you dialed is invalid. Please check the area code dialed or call directory assistance in the city you wish to reach.
Bollocks.
What happened there?
Wrong number.
Alright.
I'll try it again, but that's. Yeah. Unless it's changed the number, I don't know. Got it.
Okay.
Is it 209-2800?
No, it's 0920
No.
What?
It's 212.
Yeah.
209 2800.
Yeah. 209. 209.
2800.
2800. Okay, that's why I got it wrong. Okay, here we go. Ah, didn't work. Try again.
Wait, try the studio line. It's 212.
Yeah.
209.
Yeah.
2900.
Call failed.
They're probably not accepting anonymous calls.
I'll try again.
I mean, I have a third number, but I'll see what that is. Hang on. You want the third number, see if that works?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 212.
212, yeah.
209.
Yeah.
2919.
Okay, here we go. Nah, call failed, internal error. Please try again. Okay, I'll try again.
They're probably blocking the numbers.
Could be. No, crapped out again.
I'll see if I can get this
one. You're back.
Hello.
Yeah, he didn't want to speak to us.
Fair enough.
No.
He said, I know that planet's there, and I ain't gonna fucking talk if planet's gonna be fucking listening to me.
He might be jerking off.
Yeah.
I just don't need that shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna search for his real name. One of you has searched him, he's been arrested a few times, so see if you can search for legal documents concerning his arrest.
What, well, Emmanuel? Has,
yeah, his real name is Eric Corley. Oh, type it for you.
Okay.
That's a good B show, that's what we've got to try.
Yeah, definitely.
Try some, social engineering. If we can actually get a number to fucking work.
Yeah. Who else could we try?
I have an Ellen Corley. I can't get to the other ones without.
Nah, that's gonna take too long. Let's just try Ionix again. What's his number again? Fuck.
It starts with 321, I think. 321 or 941, it will be.
Let's see. Alright, cool. Got him.
Hello, you've reached the temporary voicemail for Josh.
Fucking idiot, he dropped all his dogs there again.
Everybody knows where his dogs are anyway.
I know, I had to shout it. fuck!
He announced in ILC anyway that his name was actually, in fact, you know, Josh.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Okay, I guess he's offline. I know he gave
How can
me
people be offline? That's terrible.
I know he gave me another number. Let me just see if I can find it.
Fucking
This has got to be
US
it.
Immigration, not with the one now.
What?
Queen of England phone number.
Oh, I've got the Buckingham Palace number.
Because we all know she's the fucking grand patroness of the Illuminati, so no.
Yeah. Won't be touching that with a fucking 10-foot barge pole.
Oh! Do you know who?
Who?
Dean Haglund.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I think he gave me some.
You bought this planet.
Just my connection's breaking up a little bit, so it's coming in a little choppy.
Alright. Is that any better?
I can hear that fine, yeah.
That's good. Just as long as there's some music going in the background, I think, because when you stop talking, it cuts out a bit.
Scobie's quiet.
Yeah, can you turn yourself
up a little? Hello.
Can you turn yourself up a bit, Scobie?
Yeah, hang on a second, I'm sorry about that.
That's alright.
Can you turn yourself on a little bit?
Yeah.
You know I love that shit.
Kinky. How's that?
That's better.
Is that a little better, yeah? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, that's good. Cool, man.
Alright, Dean Haglund, I'm coming to get you. Wait, pass one second.
That might be okay, because you two have been exchanging emails, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got his number and I'll send it to be G-Talk.
Okay.
Oh man, this is going to be so good to talk to him.
That's cool, man.
I wish I wasn't pissed. Axel over.
Here we go.
Hi, planet.
Hello?
Hi, is that Dean Haglund?
Hello?
Is that Dean Haglund?
Hello?
Hello, hi there, is that Dean Haglund?
Dean Haglund?
Yes.
Who you want to talk to?
I'm trying to get through to Dean Haglund.
Dean Haglund.
Yes.
You must have the wrong number.
Alright, sorry about that.
Hello, I can't understand you.
I said, we're trying to get...
You want to speak to Dean?
Yes, that's right.
He's not here.
Alright, do you know which time it would be good to call him?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry?
I don't understand you. I can't hear you.
I said,
are you on the cell phone?
Yeah, we've got a bad reception here. Do you know what's the best time to call him? This is a friend of his. Hello? Hello?
Hey, do you know when the best time to call him would be?
Ah, he's crept out.
At least we know Dean Haglund's there.
Yep. Is that a party?
He's partying! He's probably listening to the show.
Yeah.
We'll call him later on because they're actually 8 hours behind us. So, you know, that's probably 1 p.m.
Yeah.
So he's probably...
Cool.
I'm going to be right back, right? Because I seriously need a pee.
Okay.
Fucking beer I've drank. Fucking hell, God.
So, any news there, planet?
I did have some, but I've gone off browsing porn instead. So...
I think we're going to be calling TC in a second.
TC?
Yeah. You know the guy in the IRC?
Alright, okay, yeah. I thought it meant TC is just the initials. TC. Call William Shatner.
What?
Call William Shatner.
William Shatner, yeah.
Yeah.
I am trying to call William Shatner somewhere deep in space.
If you get through to him, just go, Khan! See what he says.
He is back.
Yeah.
With us. What did I miss?
Fuck all.
You missed
my William Shatner impression. That's about it.
And anal sex.
I nearly failed this even I stood up. I nearly failed.
Hello. TC.
Hey.
Welcome to the conference, mister.
Why, thank you.
Good to have you on board, man. How's it going?
Yes, not too bad, man. Not too bad.
Good shit.
So how's everybody?
Bit pissed, but
pissed.
Otherwise, alright.
Nice. Oh. I'm currently looking for my Red Hat Linux CD2. It is just nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
I'm not happy.
Be downloaded.
I ain't got the time. I want it now for my laptop.
Well, where is it? Like somewhere in your house or something?
Yeah, it's in my bedroom somewhere.
Ah, it's one of those, eh?
Yep.
Where's your accent from, man? It sounds a bit Australian.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I'm actually from, well, England.
Cool.
It's
about as far as I'm going.
So, what do you think of the show so far?
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Woot. You know we've got forums up now.
Yep, I was gonna sign up to them.
Cool.
Well, when I have some time.
So it's people in IRC saying, fuck off.
Scobie's a wanker.
Yeah, that's the usual stuff that goes about in IRC, so don't worry about it.
Scobie, stop calling my house. That's what they're saying.
Hey, you got one deal.
I got fucked up the arse, mate. There's no other way to describe it. You owned me.
Wait, I'm just going to kill Google Talk for there for a second, because I got something from you, but it's all going a bit fuzzy.
Okay.
Or whatever you're going to send to me now, either send it through a private message, because...
I'll see you then.
All right. Wait, what's going on here? Buggery. Yeah, that's better.
Is that better, yeah?
Yeah. Excellent. Let me call back, TC.
Bye.
Hello?
The person who you're trying to reach is currently not available.
Aww.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, well. Yo.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Right. I'm trying to call back, TC.
Cool stuff.
Let's see if this will work.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Should you get...
Don't know what happened there. But I found my CD too. I'm happy.
Yay! Oh fucking hell, it tastes like children just entered. As weird as that guy is, he actually has some skills.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Who's actually teaching Rani some stuff?
I think MSN is fucking my shit up.
You seen how much memory that fucking thing takes up?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, someone in college downloaded it and it was like, oh, it was hitting 10 meg.
Wow.
And just the file download itself, and then when he opened it, we looked at Task Manager and it was taking over nearly 30 meg of RAM.
I know.
I was like, fucking hell. I remember the first version, it was just over a meg of RAM it took. But that was, you know, the pure old Windows 98 days. But...
Yeah.
You know, I've only ever used Windows.
Wow. There's
a time.
That was some madness.
Oh, it crapped it there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fuck off. Oh, that's fucking gay, man. I'm gonna have to kill my... Die, bitch.
What's wrong with that?
It's coming up with access violation at address... And all these hex codes and shit, man.
For which program?
Skype.
Alright, restart it then.
Major buggery.
Yeah. I'm just writing skyscrap 26. This is your nick. Did I disconnect for you?
Huh?
It looks like I disconnected from Darknet though.
No, you're still on. I can see you're typing up
there. I'm here.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Can you hear me, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Very good.
Hello. Oh man, this is ridiculous. We're gonna have to move everyone onto Google Talk.
What other applications have you got running?
Skype, Google Talk, Winamp, because I've got it.
Yeah, but you need that stream.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna kill everything else. Unnecessary.
Okay.
You're right. You're still there. Can't hear you.
Me?
Planet.
Alright.
Hello.
Alright.
Hello.
We can hear you, but just barely.
Yeah, it's taking up us.
Yeah.
Let me just double check something.
Very, very kind of distant.
See, I thought it was starting to be mine, so I shut everything down, short of XChat and XTalk. And Google Talk. I've even shut down Explorer.
How's about now? Any better?
Yeah.
Good.
A little bit.
So what were we doing?
Let's call back TC.
Okay.
Oh man. Here we go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yo. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Excellent. I'm not going to touch anything now for the rest.
I can.
Until we finish.
What did you expect? You're using Windows.
Yeah. But it, although it would take me a month to set all this up to work perfectly in Linux, so,
yeah. Yeah, see, the current Skype version for Linux, the current Skype version is shit. Because I kept dropping off.
I know.
That's what was causing it.
Oh, TC, are you going to be there for the next 2600 mid-month?
I am indeed.
Cool. What about you, Planet? You're not going to be attending?
Not for the mid-month, no. But I will be there at the main one.
Cool.
At the start of October.
Okay.
What's the date on that, by the way? Is it the 7th of October?
That's right, I think, yeah.
Something like that, yeah?
Well, it's on the calendar in the forum anyway. I put it there.
Nice one. I'll check that out. Just one more reminder to the listeners. The forums are up!
Yeah!
Yay!
Yay!
So yeah, what normally goes on at the big month kind of thing, because I've never been.
Same as every other month. Just
loads of people hanging
alcohol.
Around going, you know, who's in charge?
Yeah, well, not anymore, because I'm in charge, motherfuckers.
Taking over that.
Ooh, booze.
Yeah. I think this is payback for calling Stank Dog's mum.
Yeah, nothing's fucking working. Nobody else is posting in the forums. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, go ahead and post in the forums. I want you to spam them.
No, fuck, don't do that, don't be shy.
Spam them with quality spam.
Yes, quality spam.
Yeah.
I'm just registering now.
Quality spam.
Yeah.
Go there and make some posts about how I can enlarge my penis for less than $10 a day.
That's quality spam. That spam I want to be, you know, listed on.
I want to be a part of that shit. See, Paris Hilton's pussy.
What is that?
Anyone on the planet.
Planet, you're very quiet, by the way.
Yeah.
Am I? Sorry.
Yeah.
How about now?
A little bit better.
Is your volume maxed?
Yeah, it's right up, cranked up to fucking crazy.
Have you got the 20 dB boost on?
Let me just double check. Yeah, that's on.
Fuck.
I don't know, I've not changed anything.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's weird. I called you back and then you've suddenly become very quiet.
I think Skype's just been a bitch tonight. I've been kicked off so many times. And
We'll definitely need to find another way of, talking, team speak or something else.
But as we said before, actually, a friend of mine is offering to give us access to his Ventrilo server, which is a bit like TeamSpeak.
Thanks.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But another thing is, what was I going to say? Yeah. On a previous episode, we announced that there's going to be an open source version of Skype, which is called Wenger. So maybe we might be able to take a look at that and develop one for ourselves.
Cool. Do you want to try it out on Monday? Cool. We'll try out their version on Monday.
Yeah.
See how that goes. Because the way it's looking, you know, Skype is shit at the moment.
Mm.
For conference calls, anyway, one-to-one calls, you know, it's fine, but conference is terrible.
Oh, it was doing alright when I was calling all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it just crapped out for some reason.
All those people who couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
Every single one said, what? What? I can't understand you. I can't hear you.
Even when we phoned Dean Hagland's number, the guy says, are you on your cell phone?
I'm like, yeah. I got a bad reception here.
Should I just say you're on T-Mobile? And they would have said, alright, that explains it. Because T-Mobile over there is shit.
Yeah.
But what we'd probably be best doing is, I'm getting my Vonage next week. It's definitely next week. They're sending out a special delivery this time. So what we can do is you can probably get me on Vonage and then we can probably call planet or something like that, because I think we get free 3-way calling as well, don't we? Mm-hmm. So we could probably do that.
But I don't have a good setup for that.
See, all you need to do is you just need to put it's like you get a normal phone wire and you just take two of the wires and you connect it to it's like a mic input or something like that into your mixer.
But the problem is I've got three wireless phones, wireless handsets.
We need to get a wired phone in.
Yeah.
Just put a speakerphone on. Mm. So that's what I've got here.
That's gonna be a bitch.
All you need is like a cheap phone with
but the thing is the way my house is wired so far now. It's wired differently because I'm on two levels. I've already run a whole phone network through it, and I disconnected it a few months ago.
Ah, right.
So I'm just going to have to go back to test all the wires.
Well, first of all, before doing all that, you know, we'll try the open source version of Skype and, you know, other alternatives.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say, this is the first episode where we've got a listener calling in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey.
Say hi, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Teak. That's about it, really. Not really else about me. I'm boring.
Hello.
Don't give out any more details than that, otherwise Scoby will call you up at home.
All I need is one's handle and one's IP address.
He's gonna call you on your mobile and your house phone at the same time.
And then send a wee letter special delivery.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I'm not that evil. Come on.
No, you're not. You're a nice man. I think I'm in love.
Okay.
Down, down, down,
down. Walk a wail, walk a wail, walk a wail. I've come to fix your router.
Porn for geeks.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had somebody else's number, I can't remember, but I can't find it. Hackwell.
Oh man, I'm drinking too much.
You're too drinking much? Too much? Fuck. I can hardly see what the hell's on my screen. I think I'm looking at the forums.
Oh shit, the forums, I forgot about them.
How can you forget about the forums?
We've only been talking about them all fucking night.
It's good we think that we've got up, you know, people can, you know, chat whenever they want, and we can catch everything, you know, with there being an IRC, you know. Mm. Talking about IRC, see that bastard on IRC server I'm putting up?
Yeah.
I'm having problems with the modules in there, just in case people are wondering what the fuck's taking me so long.
Okay.
It's like, because I had to manually code out the modules and all that, and get the modules to talk to the server, and, you know, it's a pain in the ass. But I'm making progress.
Cool.
Just in case people want them. By the way, nearly every forum, there's fucking forum rules.
Yeah.
Freaking rules, Belial, forum rules, Belial, forum
rules, I'm a rules Nazi.
Rules Nazi! And then we've got the wee THV secret layer, I don't know how we put fucking rules in it, I know.
What's that?
I says then we've got the THV secret layer, so don't tell me you've put fucking rules in that as well.
That reminds me.
No, don't do that. That's meant for me, you, Planet, and Ionics.
Yeah. Right, no fucking around, alright? I'm watching.
Right, it's that time again. I've got to go for a piss.
Piss break.
I should be back in a moment. No speed pissing tonight, because that fucking hurts.
Oh, I'll
see you guys in a sec.
So how's your Linux installation going?
It's not too bad. I'm getting through, just rummaging through the packages at the moment.
Yeah.
Man, I want something interesting. I want Debian on my machine. Mm. But no, I've got to stick with Red Hat.
Why?
Why? Because I can't bother download at the moment. I want something on there. You know what it came with? It came with Windows 2000. For goodness sake.
Oh, man, that's dirty.
see instead of getting Debian itself, right, because that is two DVDs right there. Instead of getting that, either get Nopix, or the best option is probably Auditor Live CD.
Yeah, well, I got myself a copy of Nopix STD sitting next to me.
Yeah, STD is pretty shy, right? See, Auditor is STD, except it actually fucking works. And it's got a hell of a lot more tools, right? A hell of a lot more tools. Both of them are based on Nopix, but Auditor is actually a custom kernel as well, so it is really, really nice. I'm using it at the moment.
I'll give it a try then.
It is really good. And even for a live CD, if you run it as a live CD, it is fast. I installed it to my hard drive and it's fucking awesome. The only bit of configuration that you have to do is update your app get pack. Update your app get. Yeah. Sources list. You just have to update that, and once you've got that, you know, you're flying.
That's pretty cool.
Red Hat is mainly server distribution.
Yeah, and so the problem with Red Hat is that from Red Hat 9 onwards, it didn't have full support for multimedia.
No.
And it's you see that especially in the Fedora distributions. Mm. From Fedora 2 onwards, there wasn't even a codecs for MP3.
No,
so you have to download them yourself. And for Red Hat's package management system, or I think it's just Fedora user, I'm not too sure, but it's called Yum. It's shit.
Mm.
You know, the best ones I've seen so far is Portage for Gentoo.
That's good.
The Debian systems. I mean, I used Gentoo for 2 years, and I'm surprised it actually went off it, but I just wanted to try the other distros out. You know, but
You know what we should do one day? Try and get a two-way conference between Lug Radio and Hacker Voice Radio. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show, that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Damn good show.
Definitely. They put a lot of fucking money into that, man.
Fuck yeah. And other people put a lot of work in, you know, I think money as well, is Basenet Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they say they're hackers, you know, they're beginning to say, you know, they're Hacker Voice Radio and stuff like that, but they're more tech stuff. I mean, I've been listening to the show since the very first episode, and I think only one they've been talking about hacking.
Hmm. We're more general with everything, I don't know.
Yeah, we're trying to push it more, you know, to what we've been aiming for.
Yeah.
The promotion of, you know, the rebirth of hacking and freaking and the sharing of information within the UK. You know, that's our main goal.
Yeah.
And our secondary goal is to teach people how to do these things and what it's actually about.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, even from the very start, for the first night we met in ISC, we knew pretty much what we actually wanted to do with the show and what we wanted to do with the community.
Well, as you can see, there was a guy in IRC, Dace, earlier. Yeah, he didn't want to come out to the meeting because he was too worried, you know, that people were getting too good and he didn't want to feel left out because he was bad. So I was like, no, that's not the point. You know, come along so you can learn, man. That's what we're here. We're here to teach. I mean, if you know something, you share it.
Exactly.
That's my motto.
I mean, a couple of years ago, I was a fucking noob.
Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm still not good.
But
see, the thing about real hackers don't give a fuck about, you know, what skills you actually have.
I mean, we joke about, you know, noobishness and stuff like that, and it's just
a joke.
Exactly. And we call each other noobs, like, you know.
Yeah.
Scobie's definitely a fucking noob. I mean.
So. No, we just like to, you know, we just like to fuck about, you know.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the actual promotion of hacking and freaking in the UK and what it actually means and what we actually stand for, we're very serious about it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you have had, like, you know, extensive conversations in MSN and stuff
about
what we try to do and all that. And every time, and a good few times, it's been in a, you know, a philosophical discussion.
Oh yes.
And I'm actually surprised I can say that after how much I'm fucking drunk. but what was I talking about? Philosophical things. That's it.
So,
I'm fucking wasted.
I wouldn't mind focusing in more of the meeting side of things. That would be good.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to really
I do dedicate a lot of time of my own time to doing the show, because I've been in every single show.
Definitely.
There hasn't been a show without me, because there wouldn't be a show, because I record everything and then I publish everything. But in saying that, I'm not like, if it was just me speaking, I've done one show where it was just me and it was like, it was so hard to do. So, nobody, if everybody,
it feels a bit weird as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels very weird, but, I couldn't do it by myself, basically. There's loads of cogs in the wheel. Sorry.
How do you say it?
Something in the wheels that turn the thing, which is SCOBY and Planet.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, he's back!
Yeah,
he's back. I didn't even realise. It's too quiet.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm about to piss out, remember?
You pisshead.
Hacking and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about it like the other day though. See, I can't remember who the fuck it was that asked me to do it. But they asked me to go into their company's network.
Ah, that was me.
Was that you?
That was me.
Where are you? Right, well, TC asked me to go into his company network, right? I've not got a name or anything like that because he's got so many vulnerabilities. Have you fixed them yet?
What?
Have the vulnerabilities been fixed?
Oh no, they won't listen to me yet. I need, right, if you're able to help me, man, we could do a proper a proper scan.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right?
And then they may listen.
See tomorrow, right? I'll do a full security report for you, right? And I'll email it to you, right? You need to give me your email address because I don't have it.
Oh, I just set up at Hacker Voice Radio email address for him.
I'll give it to you, IC, man.
Yeah.
Just set up a Hacker Voice.
Because put it this way, right? People don't know how insecure their networks are until they're actually compromised.
Yeah.
So if I compromise that network, remain anonymous, and print stuff out to show them, do you know what I'll tell you there? I'll make a security report, right, and I'll print the fucking security report out to them.
Man, it seems to be cutting out a bit.
Yeah.
Same here.
Right. Good. So that'd probably do it.
Cool.
I'll do that tomorrow, you know, when I finish the fucking hangover, you know.
That'll be fantastic, man.
Right, we're nearly an hour and a half into the show, so we're about an hour and 20 minutes, so let's cut it at an hour and a half.
Cool.
We've been on for an hour and a half?
Well, an hour and 22 minutes.
Cool stuff.
It goes, doesn't it?
Mm. It's very strange. Time flies.
You know? Hello.
Yeah.
It's breaking up.
Ah, okay.
By the way, Skype sucks balls.
Oh, yes.
At least
it's back now. Maybe it's just your bulldog connection.
No, it shouldn't be. Don't say things like that.
How much upload do you have?
1 bit. 1 megabit. 1 byte.
1 bit. That's a fucking problem right there.
1 megabit, that should fucking handle it, right?
1 byte that's shared over 6 connections.
Oh, that'd take a while.
Can you imagine the backlog?
Fuck.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
You just start a connection, it took fucking years to start it. Why the fuck's taking so long?
Yeah, I'm actually running from a terminal. Text mode.
You're looking at your watch and every tick of the hand, you know, a fucking character's coming up and telling you, like, oh, fuck. So we're ending the show.
Well, let's see how long we've got.
Okay, let's see how long we lasted.
We've got 15 minutes left, so...
That's good.
Cool.
It's one done. Another one started.
Another one bites the dust.
Well, where's that fucking whiskey? Was out here?
Where's that fucking whiskey at? Fucking...
Oh, no, you bastard, Jay, right? Listen to this shot being pulled through. I don't know. Oh, and that sounds beautiful.
Oh, man. Whiskey is the best drink on the planet, man.
But yeah, I need to get no glass on it. Here's to you, fellas.
Thank you.
Cheers, boys.
And I'm going to be mailing out pretty soon t-shirts and hoodies to you guys.
Ooh, talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Thank you. That's much appreciated.
Cool.
Hackerswag.com is going online next month.
Nice. Right, well, you're setting up a shop?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Like because I'm a poor student and I need money.
seriously, like guys, if you need help with anything, just say. I mean, I'm more than willing to do my share. I'll do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
Well, within reason.
Sex favors.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we're in any financial crisis quite yet, but it is much appreciated that you'd say that, man.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
That's one of the reasons for starting up a Hacker Swag.
Yeah.
Because the money that's got to be made off that has got to be going to the Hacker's Voice.
Exactly.
But so I got the small business people through from the Scottish Executive a couple of days ago approving it. So I've got all my tax details and stuff like that, cool. So I'm all good to go. I just need to get the website done, so I'm going to go to an e-commerce design company to get that done. Because I want to get it done by somebody else, because I don't want to spend time doing it, so...
Mm-hmm. But we'd definitely feel better if somebody bought something from the shop than sent us a donation.
Yeah, definitely.
I personally feel better that way, because there's no... I don't know, it's impossible to split that money up between us.
All money goes for hosting.
Yeah.
You know, that's our main expense, is hosting. And thanks to Planet, because he's been paying for that, and Belial's been paying for the stream server,
yeah.
I believe. You know?
That's right.
I haven't put any money yet, so I feel really, really bad. So that's why I'm trying to set up the shop to pay for all this stuff, because I feel really bad.
Okay.
And
the t-shirts and hoodies.
Yeah, and the t-shirts and hoodies, you know, which are really, they're beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
They're good. So we'll be selling all that stuff on the site, and the money will be going towards the Hacker's Voice.
Well, to let you know... Soon I may be setting up a little bit of a hosting thing, just for some of my mates and things. So you're more than welcome, to host off me. You have as much space as you want.
Cool.
Sweet. That'd be cool.
Yeah, set up a little mirror there or something.
Yeah. I mean, it won't be till I move out, so it may be a couple of months or so from now, but, when I do, I'll let you know.
Cool. It's good to know.
Thank you.
No worries.
And an announcement from us also is anyone who wishes to have a hackervoice.co.uk email address, just let any of us know, and we'll try and do that for you as soon as we can.
Yep, yes, please.
Not a problem. Yep. We've set up a few already.
Let Planet or Blue, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the same just now.
Yeah, let me or Planet know. After the show, let Planet know, because I'm going to be busy trying to get this episode out.
Yeah. And I'm going to be busy trying to sober up to do some work.
To more website administration.
Yes, stuff.
Just send an email in to radio@hackervoice.co.uk or planetlave@hackervoice.co.uk or Belial. There's a theme here.
Yeah.
in@hackervoice.co.uk.
Yes.
And we'll sort it out as soon as we can. What we're doing at the minute is forwarding email addresses.
Yeah.
Going to see how that goes, and maybe.
Possibly a pop 3.
Yeah, possibly hosting actual mailboxes. We'll see how it goes. But it is cool if you get the sweet and sexy hackervoice.co.uk.
Oh, yes.
Planet.
Uh-huh.
Does the hosting company provide a front end for webmail?
Yes, they do, yeah.
Users? They do, yeah.
Cool, that'd
be good. About 2,997 boxes available.
Cool, so they provide a front end for that, yeah.
But, we're going to have to see how it works on the monthly bandwidth. At the minute, we're nowhere near hitting that.
Well, email, that won't take up a lot.
Yeah, we're pushing about, on average, 800 meg a day.
Mm.
So it's like the whole website is being downloaded in one day, every single day. The last 3 days, we pushed about nearly 1,000 to nearly a gig in the last 3 days.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people from my college, by the way, because I've been handing out, I've been writing notices, notice boards and all that about the show and the site and all that. So that's probably partly because of me. And another thing, I actually got an official warning from my college because they've been putting 2600 and bin rep magazines in the library. So that's drew a lot of attention in the college, which is drawing people to go to your site.
I mean, what you're doing there is donating to the library information that people want to read.
Yeah, but the suits don't see it that way.
Yeah.
My teachers and all that, my teachers are all hippies and geeks, you know, these seats are a good thing. But the suits that are running the actual college,
belong to the Illuminati.
Yeah, they probably fucking do.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a lot of shit on their bastards.
Call them up and say, fucking back off, bitches!
Yeah.
And then hang up. Fucking Tony Blair, 33rd degree, and all this pish. Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have stopped swearing. By the way, this isn't safe for work.
I think we cleaned that up a long time ago.
In the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my fault, sorry.
Axel.
My language is terrible, especially when I'm going on about something that I actually believe in and passionate about, you know.
The whole political correctness thing that fucking snobby bastards put on, you know.
You swear on fucking radio. It's not like somebody will listen to this by accident. You choose, you click on the button and you listen to it, you know, so it's...
That's true.
Fuck him.
Fuck the audience. We love you.
Yeah.
I'd just like to take that opportunity to say, big winky.
Oh no, we're going to be sued by mothers.
Hacker Voice Radio ruined my child, and he is now depressed, and he listens to computers too much. Please, can you get these people, these evil hackers, off the radio? Thank you, Margaret Thatcher.
This child dropped my fetish in mind. That was the drunk Cartman impression, so leave me alone.
Guys, screw you guys, I'm getting home. will you stop screwing the mailman in bed? How about that's fair?
I can't do Cartman impressions, I can do Dr. Eve. Yeah, we're straying me a freaking bone here.
That's nice.
I've been an evil freaking doctor for 30 freaking years, okay? Cut me some freaking slack. What are you doing?
Hey, we got Dr. Evil on the show.
Yeah.
So how's it going with the evil empires?
Shit.
Do you need some penetration testing there?
No, I got my mini-me. He's my posse. Yeah. I got Frau, yeah. I've been poking Frau for a few fucking years now. Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah. We should bring this in.
I actually started that when, see, when the first movie came out. I tried so fucking hard to do that voice because I loved it. I thought it was incredible. Especially the song he sings in the first movie. Meow mix, please deliver. Right, Dr. Even, stick it. And I can do, who is it? Fat Bastards, obviously, because it's you know, Scottish tax season. What the? I didn't eat any corn! What's the one he's famous for? What's the line that Fat Bastard's famous for?
I'm Fat Bastard.
I got a turtle head poking out.
Give me my baby back, I want my baby back.
Give my baby back.
You're lucky, wee man.
Baby back, ribs. Try to think, but you can deal with that gold member and all that as well. Yeah. Look, everyone, my winky was a key!
One man Austin Powers show, I think.
Yeah.
should take that shit on the road, man. They'd fucking say that. I would.
Yeah, I shoved it.
Mm. I am from Holland. Shouldn't have got me started.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? I'm from Holland. Yeah.
My skin.
It's turned my winky.
Would you like gold. A
smoke?
Smoking a pipe.
Would you like a smoke and a pancake?
Smoking a blintz. Smoking a crepe. No. Okay. Now have your faja.
Your faja.
Your faja. Actually.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, dear.
I should just smack my head off the desk.
Officer down!
Medic!
Yay!
You alright?
Hi. Actually, see, when I was in school, when I was in second year, actually, then they had voice acting.
Cool.
So they actually trained me how to do voice acting when I was in singing as well, so. That's pretty cool. And it was like, they made you sit and, you know, listen to a recording for about an hour, over and over and over. It was like a 30 second recording, but you had to listen it over and over and over. And at the end, you had to be able to perfect your voice to the recording.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And there was a lot of people who could do it, surprisingly. Wow. That was nice. So, if I probably tried, if I practiced, I could probably do Bly's voice.
My voice?
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary shit right there.
This is Bly, and you're listening to Hacker Voice Radio.
Really, do I sound like that? That's embarrassing.
That
on
like
the show, we have Planet Lave and Scoby.
Scoby.
And you sound like a posh little rich kid.
Do I?
No, he does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was like. Fuck, I don't sound
like... Leave you little hostage.
Well, tonight it's we're joined here with none the other Tony Blair, and I just thought I'd like to answer some of your. I just like
weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, I just I'd like to answer some of your questions if I can. You know,
I'm the member of the 33rd degree and the Illuminati.
Oh no,
and I'm a dirty bastard who's losing my hair and going grey. I love George Bush. And
just want to stop you right there. That's a general misconception of what's happening. Basically, you're looking at the argument in two points. You know, looking at the Iraqis. You know, they want freedom and. I don't know. Is that any good?
I thought they were evildoers.
Stammering down.
Huh?
I thought stammer. They were evildoers.
Yeah, he's got a little stammer there. Like,
do you know what it sounds like he's got? Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like if he's got Tourette's, as if he's ready to shout out. You know, it's...
Yeah. Fuck!
The bastard is in Iraq. I'm sorry, brother. So, I would like to say that. Bush! Who's a bush!
Dates.
And, you know, stuff like that.
Dates.
And then George Bush comes in. I agree with our British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and we like to rat out the terrorists and the evildoers.
Terrorists!
Weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. And then, beyond all my American citizens, I want to say something to all the hackers of the world. You're a terrorist.
No, you know, they've actually released a book now on the amount of things that he's said that have just screwed up. You know, the Bushisms and the things he's just made up on the spot. It's so funny, man.
Yeah, the Michael Moore book.
Sorry?
Michael Moore has a book that all the stupid things that Bush has actually said.
It is mental, some of the things he said. It's so funny.
It's hilarious. I mean,
Pelicans.
The only reason this guy got to be president is because he was a member of the Skull and Bones thingy at Yale University and Party of Illuminati. I'm not a crack job here, fuck. I'm not a nut job.
Fucking right.
Seriously.
I agree.
He's a bastard. He is evil. He's a
man. He's just a dipshit. Sure. He has no sense of... Well, no common sense whatsoever, that man.
Rupert has made
TC was people... just saying, read Michael Moore's books, and then you get to know just exactly how connected he is with all these people, all the oil companies, and what his real interests really fucking are. And then you get to see the interest behind going to kick the shit out of a country. You know, you read that stuff, and you're never the same again. You know, it's like, fuck, this is all about money. Holy crap! And you know, everyone has that.
What's
kind of
money idea. About? What money's about power?
Yeah,
I've said it many times. Yeah.
You know, but the thing that actually opened my eyes was Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe I was so fucking stupid, right? But I actually used to like Bush.
What? Really?
Until I saw that movie.
What I'm going to do is I've got a three-part documentary on the Illuminati. And I'm going to burn it onto a few CDs. And next 2600 meeting, which will be the actual meeting, I'm going to give it out to whoever is concerned. And if you're coming down, Scobie, I think you said you might...
Yeah, I'm going to really, really try to get down.
Cool.
Good stuff. Save a copy for me.
I've got a four-part documentary here as well that I downloaded this morning.
Ew, four parts, man.
Wow. So you can take that off my server if you want.
Excellent.
It'll
be good to have the whole crew live in person.
Oh,
and then maybe we can like
awesome.
All kind of go off to a hotel together if we share the cost.
Share room.
Fucking hell, man. No, I'm just saying, if Scobie's going to be coming down, he won't be coming down and then going away straight away after. So you're going to be doing the same thing. I probably will be doing the same thing as well, even though I can go back to my own home, but I don't really want to do that.
I'm going to be learning out in a few weeks. I'm going to be learning out for the bread and breakfast sort of thing. So.
Okay.
Can I ask a general question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
It's going to be, it's a bit strange, a bit on the different side, but I was talking to Arnix earlier. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just a thing of, right. What do you call when when you're looking up information on the server on a network? You know, a target you go for.
Fingerprinting.
You know, it's fingerprinting.
Yeah.
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 Right. I used to think it was footprinting.
It is footprinting. Fingerprinting is the signatures that the computers make.
Yeah.
So like if you're searching for a TCP IP signature to detect which operating system is, that's a fingerprint.
Okay. Well, I call it fingerprinting.
Yeah, but when you're actually tiptoeing around to actually, spying out, that's footprinting. Yeah.
But
that's cleared up then.
Cool.
Because I was getting confused about it earlier. I was like, well, what is it then? What am I doing? But whatever it is, I'm going to be writing a whole, a big documentation about it at the moment. I've already started. Cool. Giving it a go.
There's a lot of people in the hacking community that it's a big misconception between a lot of people. It's actually, so when people say, oh yeah, I do some footprint, is that, and then some people say, it's actual footprint, let's scan, and they say, yeah, or some people say, fingerprinting, they'll say, is that fingerprinting, is then scanning around, they'll say, yeah. So it's a whole, weird thing.
Oh, whatever you call it, we know what you mean. That was some fingerprinting right there, man.
But when I finish my document, will people give it a read through for me?
I will,
aye. Cool. I want to see everyone's opinion.
I'd say 5 liters of beer and pop a bottle of whiskey down there.
So, we're on to 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Blimey.
Shall we close things off here, or does anyone have any more things to put through?
One thing to say.
Hold on a minute, I'll think about it. Somebody say something, I think.
Okay.
Just in case anyone who's listening hasn't already guessed, this was a very unplanned episode. But it is the end of the week, so fuck it.
And it's our special episode, because it's episode 23.
Yeah, we always separate celebrate the 23s.
Yeah.
Fucking why not, Why wait for a nice round number? Fuck it, 23 is good!
Yes.
23 is a special number.
I think it's the end of a long week for all of us.
Oh, yes.
And
we're all just looking forward to the weekend.
And, fuck it. So it's live and unplanned. And that's the way it is.
Yep.
I just wanted to say something. Hitman has just said in IRC that this is the last show he'll be able to listen to for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's a shame, that. So
he's going off to some way, he's going to work or something like that.
He's got to be offline for 4 weeks, so yeah. I feel sorry for you, poor bastard.
I'm going to dedicate this song to Hitman.
Shout out to Hitman.
Oh, Hitman.
Shout out to everybody.
We're sorry to see you go.
But come back soon.
But come back soon.
Come back. Oh, yeah.
And then I go B-H. As we just seen that LT. Come back soon,
baby. La.
She's yakking her head really high.
You're gonna crap out Skype doing this.
That's true. I crap it out just fucking talking.
Michael Jackson stuff.
Oh, he's gonna be next 2600. Good, good, good. It'll be good to meet you.
I'm definitely going to fix it.
Yeah.
When is it?
You definitely will, man. You definitely will see us.
When is it?
You're gonna be down next week.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
No, I won't be.
It's all on the calendar.
Calendar. Right.
So, I think me and Scobie are coming down for the main one next month, October.
Fantastic.
Hopefully we'll get a good gathering.
Next week. Yeah, baby.
At D20 Sunroof.
Night fever, night fever. And so on.
Michael Jackson.
So what's the plan for the mid-month meeting? Are we kind of going there and then heading off out from there?
I think,
or are we going to be sitting in a pub all time?
We're going to be meeting wherever we decide. I think it's probably going to be in the same place. And then, like, the Hacker Voice meeting will probably separate. Whoever wants to come along can come along.
Mm.
And I think we're going to be doing some war walking and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
Are you going to be going to BT?
Sorry?
Are you going to be going to BT?
Again, probably.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you can... I know this might sound, you know, too much, but is there any way that you could dumpster dive?
Fuck off.
I'm happy.
Not after I've come back from work and I'm like, in my work clothes.
Right. I'll do it. I'll bring my jeans up.
Fucking suit then.
But it's all closed off anyway, all their bins and stuff. We did go for an urban exploration. I took a few pictures of the actual exchange in the building and stuff, so it was good.
Cool stuff. It's a shame they don't. I mean, there was actually a bomb in the early 90s that went off.
That's
no,
right.
Actually, it was the 80s that went off there.
Yeah.
So they don't allow tours anymore, which
that's
sucked.
Right.
So the only way to get up there is through corporate meetings.
Uh huh.
The restaurant and all that stuff. So.
That's right.
And, by the way, see if anybody's listening to this show and they work for BT, drop their fucking docs. They don't deserve to fucking keep them.
Yep.
Information should be free. Phone calls should be free. Communication exactly. Should be free.
Yep.
Share. Didn't your mommy ever tell you not to share? I mean to share. I'm too fucking
nice. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh,
lyrical genius.
Yes. Roar! She's black and she is a star. In the high, so I'm. Wait, no. In the skies. Whoa. Oh, we've what? Got a little duet going on here.
Oh,
well,
that's not true.
Who's that? The guitar?
B.
Ah, okay.
I can get mine as well if you want.
Yeah, come on, let's do a little...
I'll go get mine as well.
I'll do the G-string.
You wish.
Ah, I should get my Fender. Plug it into an amp.
Hopefully this guitar and...
Das keyboard.
How's it going now?
Das keyboard. It is black and it is purple keys.
Well, we're going to play some German goth music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rattle some chains.
Yeah, bitches!
Das ist over. Lederhosen.
Jesus. Give me an E!
Give me an E! Hooray! I feel much better. Off my tits.
Give me an E minor, diminished.
Is it sure enough now?
Yeah. Riding on the highway.
I really need to learn how to play.
Go on, play something. I haven't heard you play.
How's that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
I wrote that. It's called, chord that I can't remember.
Le chord that I cannot remember.
Le cordo once. It is le A.
Hey, senor, cordo uno.
E minor.
I've got my guitar now, but I cannot find, for the life of me, a plectrum. Anyway.
Oh, I was using an O2 SIM card.
Nice. Here we go.
Right.
I'm using my overgrown thumb now.
No idea if anyone can hear.
Yeah! Bow wow. Hit that shit!
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah. Hacker voice radio.
Enter your boxers.
It's a fucking shit show.
Bam.
Yeah.
You're a lot lucky I'm not here on my piano right now. So should be
fantastic.
Yes. Jam radio. Who would have thought, eh? That it's technology would be used jazz for these kind of things.
Indeed.
Technology.
It has numbers and it is scary.
That's keyboard. We should really do a fucking proper song about that.
Yeah, definitely.
If you can play the guitar, I can shout "Das keyboard" all day long. That'll be my contribution.
Lana.
Yeah.
I'll send you an email later on, right? Because I've got certain requests that people record for me. So I need people to record certain things for me for the new opening for the show.
All right.
So I'll send you a few things, right? Well, I need to send you a few things as well.
Cool, okay. Shit, man, you're pretty good there, man. You beat me down to the ground.
Nah. Well, I've been playing for 12 odd years now, but hey.
Yeah.
I should hope I'm good, yeah.
Maximum 5 years, minimum 3. On and off.
Yeah, that's the same, man. I'm not that good because I just hardly play.
Let's see if I can play something.
If I could sing, I'd sing along.
I'll try and sing. Hey you. Wait.
I'll do the high backup vocals.
La 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 la. Hey you. come see me. Ayo. Pictures crazy. All the world they've seen. All the world they've seen before.
Passing by.
And maybe a little bit of chop suey. Ding 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 ding. Oh fuck. Screw that shit up. Oh man. No, I won't be doing chop suey.
Dun 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 chop
suey. The husky board.
Whoops.
It is tasty in a bowl.
Bukake.
Dun 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 bukake.
Ilai bukake. Nagasake.
Yeah.
I like bukake.
I like bukake.
We like bukake.
It's Nagasake.
So we're closing the show because I'm ready for passing out. I can't even stand. I need to get a pulley stand up. Oh, fuck. No, I'm standing right when they close the show so I can go to the toilet.
Okay, let's close off, man.
Yes. Right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming
Pleasure
on.
Pleasure to have you here, mate.
Yeah.
Hope to see you at the 2600.
Yeah.
It's an effort.
And, fuck.
Got it.
That is the sound of beer cans being kicked over.
Oh, what a good show.
If ever I knew a sound, it's that sound.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
In the middle of the night. Oh, fuck. I'm fucking too expensive.
Oh, I just filmed myself.
Right.
Fucking hell, I'm wasted. That's gonna be fun in IRC afterwards.
Yes. Hopefully I won't pass out again. If I go quiet, you'll the keyboard. Know why.
I blank, you know, you see, and it's closed to connection, you know, like, what the fuck's that all about? And he comes back on, and then he goes back off.
Yeah!
And then you're like, what the hell? And then you hear from the next morning, I passed and I had to crawl in my bed.
I knocked over my laptop, that's when it closed the connection.
Fuck, we've been on for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours actually.
Fucking hell.
Right. Thank you for listening to episode 23.
Yes, a special episode.
And I hope to see everybody again on Monday.
I will be here.
Cool.
I will be here probably, depending.
Yes,
cool.
I'll be back because I've got nothing fucking better to do.
And if you're low with your phone.
Sad but true.
And if you're not here, we'll just give you a wee phone.
Yeah, we'll just call you on your house phone again.
Motherfuckers!
That was my fault, mate.
No!
I will have my revenge for that, yeah. That was fucking funny.
Yes.
It would have been good if you recorded that.
I should have recorded it, yeah.
Yeah,
you should have.
Let's just pretend we'll do it again, and you'll be like, oh my god, I'm so surprised!
I've been hexored!
You've been pwned, bitch!
Yeah.
We know the number to dial into.
Yeah. I've definitely been pwned.
Yeah.
My Red Hat installation's just froze.
Oh.
Oops.
With 6 seconds remaining.
Fuck.
That's Red Hat for you.
Indeed.
Less
than the
sport.
The Red Hat installer is suck.
Right. Let's close things off.
I'm Scorby pissed, and I'll see you Monday.
Yes. I am Bilal pissed, and I will be seeing you Monday.
I'm Planet Lave half pissed. I will see you Monday.
I'm TC, unfortunately not pissed.
Bastards.
Take care, people. Check out the forums.
Yes,
and enjoy
forums.
Yourselves.
Check them out.
Actionvoice.co.uk/forums. Link on the site.
Loads of
Join the IRC.
There.
Bye.
Yes.
Hopefully.
for cocky, Dave.
Fuck cocky!